This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn at 6:33. Good morning. Scientist Richard Wohl, a professor at the University of Delaware, is someone who does things differently. Under the auspices of green chemistry, he uses eco-friendly products like vegetable oil, flaxseed, even chicken feathers to make things like tape, foam, faux leather shoes, roofing materials, and even car parts. The EPA recently gave Dr. Wohl its Presidential Green Chemistry Challenge Award. When I spoke with him recently, I asked him how he would define green chemistry.
Green chemistry and engineering is the design and commercialization and use of processes and products which are feasible and economical, while at the same time minimizing the generation of pollution at the source. And secondly, minimizing the risk to human health and the environment.
There's a process to turning the veggie oil, the flax, or the chicken feathers into other things. So for what you're doing, are you trying to avoid using too much energy or too much water or bad chemicals to transform one thing to another?
Thank you. This is a fabulous question. And it really bears to the core of what we try to do. When plants grow in the field, they are grown by taking CO2 out of the air in a photosynthetic process, powered by the sun. So we're largely using solar energy to capture CO2 from the atmosphere and grow the plants, like soybean oil, flax, and, of course, chickens grow themselves. So when we do the processing of these oils afterwards, we have to make sure that we're not expending an enormous amount of energy.
So are you also looking at the economics of developing these green products?
Yes, Jennifer, we are looking at the economics. And in fact, a figure has been put on the products that can be made through green chemistry and engineering with materials from renewable resources. And in the USA, it's approximately $1 trillion. The fashion industry alone is about half of that. The Europeans and the Japanese put $2 to $3 trillion value on chemicals and materials that can be derived from renewable resources. So this is a blossoming new economy, and happily, the USA with a lot of its colleagues are leading the charge here, and there is considerable economic benefit to be obtained, especially in Delaware.
When did you first begin to become concerned about what we use to make the products we consume?
We realized in the past 20 years that we were indeed running out of oil, while simultaneously we realized that we were having a global warming issue and toxicity issues were starting to arise with chemicals and materials that we were using. So all of this has come together, and I would say nucleated about 10 years ago to start the drive to revolutionize the development of materials and change their practices to be very green and economical at the same time.
Does it feel at times that you're marching to this drum alone?
yes, indeed. I'm even concerned at my own university as to who's going to teach the green engineering class should I decide to move on. this practice is somewhat unique. But the great news is that more and more people are getting educated in green chemistry and engineering. And essentially every industry in the United States now has awareness of the fact that they can green up their processes.
I grew up in Delaware, and I recall driving past one of the first solar power projects at the University of Delaware. It was back in the 70s. So fast forward to today, and solar power is certainly a player on the energy grid, but it's still limited. Do you fear do you fear that your products will roll out on a limited basis and then kind of peter out?
I don't think they're going to peter out. I think if we get our major materials entree into the fashion industry, that customer demand will keep these going. For example, people love leather, and so if we say that we have this material that can replace leather, and the vegans in particular are very happy with that, then our materials will become adopted.
To see a picture of some green faux leather shoes or to see a video of Wool in his lab, go to newsworks.org.